morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. So today, ladies and gents, just going to be doing a recap of the third T20 International. It's a night T20 International between Afghanistan and Ireland. It's the decider, the series level 1-1. Afghanistan leveled the series in the last game after a pretty disappointing performance in the first game. And Rashid Khan, the superstar himself, showing his all-round brilliance. Handy cameo with the bat and brilliant with the ball. Absolutely at his best. Great time to have him back for Afghanistan, right ahead of the World Cup as well. You want your main batsman in form, so you want your main players in form. And, you want Rashid Khan available, your main man, your captain. He's now the captain of the T20 team as well, so plays a huge role in the Afghani team. Anyways, without further ado, let's just get stuck into the review of this match, and let's just get stuck into it, really. Anyways, no debutants for either team this game. There were quite a few debutants for Afghanistan in this series, but not this time around. And this match was played at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium in Sharjah. Afghanistan won the toss, selected the bat first. Here's a pattern from this series. Kind of like with the Afghanistan, with the recent Bangladesh and Sri Lanka ODI series. The team won, who batted first won the matches. Similar thing happened here. The team that batted first won the match. The team that batted second in the Sri Lanka and Bangladesh ODI series won the matches. While in this series, it's the team that's batted for, in this T20 series, though, different formats, different teams, of course, but the patterns are kind of similar, but in different ways as well. So, yeah, there are the team batting second one, all three matches in the ODI series with Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. However, in this series, this T20 series between Afghanistan and Ireland, the team that's batted first is one. Doesn't look like it's easy to chase in Sharjah in this series. So, yeah, Afghanistan won the toss, like the bat first, posted a decent total, to be honest, 155 for 7 on after 20 overs, going at a run rate of 7.75 runs and over. 9 extras considered by the Irish with the ball. They considered 1 by 1 no ball and 7 wides. Every Irish bowler that bowled got a wicket for Mark Adair, a wicket for Josh Little, a wicket for Barry McCarthy, a wicket for Curtis Camphor, and a wicket for Gareth Delaney, and a wicket for Ben White. Gareth Delaney, pick of the bowlers, 1 for 5 off his one over. No maiden overs, a quantity rate of 5 runs and over. Bowled 2 wides, didn't bowl no ball. And the second best bowler for the night, well, it was Curtis Camphor, 1 for 23 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs, a quantity rate of 7.66 runs and over. Bowled 2 wides, didn't bowl no ball. Josh Little, 1 for 27 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 6.75 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. And, Ben White was okay as well. 1 for 30 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 7.50 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no, didn't bowl a wide, but bowl a no ball. Other than that, he was okay. He's been pretty good in the series. He was a man of the match in the first match. A little bit expensive in the second game, but didn't do too bad. And but in this game he was pretty good, as he was good again. So good series overall with the ball for Ben White. The top scorer for the Afghanis, well, Zibrim Zadaran batting at number 3, excellent innings, anchored the innings and got them to a total that they could definitely defend. 72 or 51 balls not out as well. 5 fours, 3 sixes at a strike at 141.17. Mohammad Ishaq, second highest scorer for the Afghanis. Wicketkeeper batsman, 27 off 22 balls, 3 fours, no sixes, struck at 122.72. And Ibrahim Zadran, Afghanistan's best batsman, I'd have to say, really is. He's just 126 runs away from a milestone of 1,000 T20 international runs as well. And that's his 6th T20 international 50. So well done to Ibrahim Zadran. Good innings from him. But with the ball, yeah, Afghanistan were absolutely brutal with the ball. They didn't give Ireland anything. So, no, Lorcan Tucker was dismissed for a golden duck. And Ireland were bowled out for 98 in 17.2 overs. They couldn't keep up with the required run rate, and they just kept losing wickets and clusters, and they just never really recovered. 98 all out in 17.2 overs. Run rate of 5.65. Yep, 5.65 was the run rate that they went out. Seven extras considered by what's that team called? Yeah, by the Afghanis. They said they were pretty good with the extras. Six leg buys and one wide considered by them. And Curtis Camphor, the top scorer for the Irish, 28 of 23 balls, 3 fours, 1 6 at a strike of 121.73. And the next highest scorer for the Irish was Gareth Delaney, 121 of 19 balls, no fours, 2 sixes, strike of 110.52. And Harry Tector, 16 of 21 balls, 3 fours, no sixes, strike rate of 76.19. Only 3 batsmen to reach double figures for the Irish. And the only other batsman to reach to have a strike out of 100, Andy Balbirnie, 9 of 6 balls, 2 fours, no sixes, strike out of 150. So, yeah, only 3 batsmen having strike rates of over 100, and only 3 batsmen reaching double figures. So that just really tells you the story of the night for them. Afghanistan had 4 batsmen reach double figures, so yeah, it wasn't that great from their side either. But they got to a good total thanks to Ibrahim Zadran run on a difficult pitch. 1 wicket for Fazal Haq Farooqi, he was excellent. 1 for 19 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 6.33 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Naveen Al-Haq, absolutely brilliant. Had a tough game last game, but he came back strong in this game. 3 for 10 off his 2.2 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 4.28 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Rashid Khan, how about these figures? 1 for 12 of 4 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 3 runs an over, which is outstanding. No wides, no balls bowled by him at all. And Azmatullah Omazai, pick of the bowlers, man of the match, 4 for 9 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 2.25 runs an over, which is seriously good. In test matches, ODIs, T20s, any format, that's brilliant. One bowled one wide, didn't bowl a no ball. Nangayala Karote, the left unorthodox spinner, bowling all-rounder. Impressive once again early on in his ODI, in his international career, ODIs and T20s. 1 for 26 off his 3 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 8.66 runs an over. Slightly expensive in this game. Didn't bowl a wide or no ball though, and Muhammad Nabi bowled the 1 over, was pretty expensive, but didn't really matter in the end. None for 16 off his 1 over. 1 maiden over, yeah, so none for 16 off 1 over. Yeah, none for 16 off his 1 over, and none for 16 off 1 over. It wasn't a maiden, economy rate of 16 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball, but yep, didn't matter. Azmatullah Omazai wasn't the man of the match. Ibrahim Zadran was the man of the match. Azmatullah Omazai, that's his first 4-wicket haul, I think, in his ODI career, so in his T20 career. Yeah, that's his first T20 international 4-wicket haul. Hasn't got a fifer yet, but still early days in his T20 career. 36 matches, so he's played a few, but still early days. Good bowling from him, best figures for him, and Afghanistan won the final game by 57 runs. Comprehensive victory. Ibrahim Zadran, man of the match. Rashid Khan, player of the series. Yep, Rashid Khan, player of the series, was absolutely outstanding with the ball throughout the series. He just shows why he's such a good player. Anyways, guys, thank you for your time. Stay safe wherever you are. And Ireland, Afghanistan getting some good preparation heading into the T20 World Cup. That was the last series for these two teams heading into the T20 World Cup. A few of these guys might just be resting before the T20 World Cup, or they will play. They will play a new IPL from both countries. So some of them will play. I think Ireland only have Josh Little, but Afghanistan have a few players there. In Naveen Al-Haq, Rashid Khan, Fazal Haq Farooqi, Muhammad Nabi. I think Ibrahim might be playing, or maybe Azmatullah Omazai, and Ramanul Gurbaz. The likes of Noor Ahmed as well. They'll be playing. But anyways, thank you for your time, guys. Have a good night, and until next time, it's bye for now.